Dakshinamurti himself. When in ancient days, even Dakshinamurti, the Adi Guru, Guru of all Gurus, was able to reveal the truth of that one self only through silence, the speechless speech, who else can reveal it through speech? In this connection, Bhagavan once told the following story to Muruganar. When the four aged Sanakadi Rishis, the four mind-born eldest sons of Lord Brahma, Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana and Sanat Kumara, first saw the 16-year-old Dakshinamurti sitting under the banyan tree, they were at once attracted to him, understanding him to be the real Sadguru. They approached him, did three pradakshinas around him, prostrated before him, sat at his feet and began to ask very shrewd and pertinent questions about the nature of reality and the means of attaining it. Because of the great compassion and fatherly love, Vatsalya, which he felt for his aged disciples, the young Dakshinamurti was overjoyed to see their earnestness, wisdom and maturity and gave apt replies to each of their questions. As he answered each consecutive question, further doubts rose in their minds and still they asked further questions. Thus, they continued to question Dakshinamurti for one whole year and he continued to clear their doubts with his compassionate answers. Finally, however, Dakshinamurti understood that if he continued to give answers to their questions, more doubts would rise in their minds and there would never be an end to their ignorance, ajnana. Therefore, suppressing even the feeling of compassion and fatherly love welling up within him, he merged himself into the supreme silence. Because of the great maturity which had been ripened to perfection through a year-long association with the Sadguru, as soon as Dakshinamurti merged within himself, they too were automatically absorbed into silence, the state of self, wonderstruck on hearing Bhagavan narrating the story in this manner. Muruganar remarked that in no book is it mentioned that Dakshinamurti ever spoke anything, but this is what actually happened, replied Bhagavan. But this is what actually happened, replied Bhagavan. From the authoritative way in which Bhagavan answered his doubt and from the clear and descriptive way in which he had told the story, Muruganar understood that Bhagavan was none other than Dakshinamurti himself. Sourced from The Silent Power, page 48.